This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is the top of the hour, America. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, when you go to the website, we've got that new video there posted for you, which is the video from the movie Like Arrows, which is going to be a Fathom event two nights, May 1st and 3rd. You're going to love it. You talk about redemption of a family. Matt Hamlet, the lead singer for Sanctus Real, put the song together so wonderfully. It is a real blessing, so enjoy it. Our gift to you right there at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, for a time such as this, I keep saying, and what keeps coming to mind here, is that it is a time for courage for we the people. You know, to take a stand against this idiocy, this stuff that's out there, somehow, you know, we parents have kind of acquiesced our positions of authority and just allow our kids to somehow make grown-up responsible decisions when they just haven't been taught. Yeah, I mean, it's not... you know, it's like handing, you know, deciding, you say, well, I'm going to let my kids at 12 go drive the car. Why would we not let our kids drive the car at 12? Because they haven't been trained, right? They don't have enough experience, enough coordination to understand, not to mention the responsibility of what it means when you're going to put that kind of, that kind of responsibility in their hands. And potentially what could happen. I mean, we see the wreckages, the wrecks all over in videos and, you know, of young people getting involved in accidents, the carnage that's taken place and the deaths and that. And somehow, you know, I don't know, our culture is like we're so irresponsible and we think, oh, it's okay. And so, you know, we have social media taking advantage of our open-mindedness, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, sometimes you can be so open-minded, your brains are falling out. And I wonder if we're not in the same situation in our country today, that we've been so open-minded that we think somehow our kids are going to make the right decision and they're going to be responsible with the social media and these portals that come in. And all this, I mean, all things being equal, you could say, okay, we might afford them some, you know, added room and flexibility to move in and decision making. That's how they learn. You know, it's as I often tell our kids, experience defines preference. But you want to make sure that experience that they do experience, that it's not life threatening. And what is happening, especially in the social media realms with Facebook, the admission of Facebook, Netflix, as Tim Winter was talking about in, the series 13 Reasons Why, what are we doing here? I mean, why aren't we shutting down all the Netflix accounts? Again, to let them know, look, for you to have access to my kids requires responsibility, and they are treasured. And I'm not going to allow you to come in and rob their minds for the sake of, you know, being cool and being hip and being on cutting edge and risking my children for your own greed. If you're not going to be responsible with the minds of my children and come alongside and help the cause, you know, much the same way like we're talking about Mexico and what's going on at the border. You know, are you part of the solution or are you adding to the problem? And that's what really is the question here on so many levels at so many turns. Is Netflix helping or are they hurting? And I would say that we need to, whether it's Netflix or, you know, any other social media entity, Facebook, Google, if you're not adding to the proposition and you're taking away, then I just assume cut you off. That's my opinion, and that's my stand, and I would encourage you to be courageous and make that stand and fight the good fight on behalf of life and on behalf of your kids. We got Eddie Scarry coming up next. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Eddie Scarry joins us now. Eddie reports on media for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, thanks for joining us. You wrote about something that we've been talking about in the last week or so, and that is with the media and their obsession with the language. I mean, and the thing that concerns me is we have kids in the room here, Eddie, and we're talking the president, prostitutes, urination, CNN in particular. I mean, they're so fixated on this stuff. It's like they're going to need therapy to kind of cleanse their minds because they've been steeped in so much disgust here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the point of my piece, obviously, we're going through this the seemingly never-ending Jim Comey book tour.
Right.
What I was looking at was just that over and over again, because we've seen his memos now, the actual raw memos, where James Comey had talked about in his meetings with the president that in those meetings that the president had returned to the rumor that was in the Steele dossier about the prostitutes in Russia and urinating on his hotel bed. Mm-hmm. The media talk about this as if they found a guilty conscience, when actually in the James Comey memos he says that Trump said to him, I might want you to, well, first he denies it obviously over and over again, and he says, mm-hmm. I might want you to investigate this to prove it's not true. The point I'm making is, if you're guilty of something, you don't invite more scrutiny, especially from the director of the FBI at the time. And yet over and over again, you have the media talking about it as if they just spotted a guilty conscience simply because he was bringing it up.
Well, not to mention the fact that you have a wife to answer to, right? Do you imagine what home life was like for him? Melania's going, Donald, prostitutes, what, and he's going, you can only, imagine what that conversation was like around the dinner table.
Sure. I mean, I really don't want to imagine that. And I will say, I don't know whether it's true or not. What I know is that the logic behind it, so far as the many of the journalists in the national media are talking about it, at least, it just doesn't make sense. If he's saying I might want him to investigate this, it doesn't make sense that he's guilty of it and yet inviting more scrutiny. And also at the same time, there's this idea that that Trump was fixated on this issue. But if you think about it, and James Comey writes about this in his memos again, was that from the very first meeting he had, the very first one-on-one meeting he had after the election, was to tell him about this specific thing that was in the dossier about the prostitutes in the hotel room. I don't think that it's any shock that Trump might be curious about this issue each time he meets him, when that was the very first thing that James Comey brought up to him. I just think that put yourself in those shoes. Someone comes to you, that's the first thing they say. I think you might want to have some follow-ups on that.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that, oh, yeah, by the way, it was all part of opposition research. And when George Stephanopoulos confronted James Comey about that, he said, well, did you think you should have told him? Well, I didn't think so at the time. Well, You know, this is what happens in conversations, Eddie. I mean, we do this with our kids, and you know, when you get part of the information, you don't have the whole thing. It just kind of leaves things out there hanging, right? And you just keep pulling the thread because the conversation is not complete. So was that part of the dynamic as well, possibly? I don't know.
Well, right, and I mean, we're treating the memos as if they're like, as if we're watching a movie play out, which is, you know, a perfect script, but these are just memos from his memory. I mean, you kind of have to look at them as if they're, you know, notes as they are. They're notes taken after the fact, and also there's a lot of things in the memos that I think go back to things that I'd written before, which was that, you know, the New York Times in particular was breaking stories. You know, for example, the story about how the president had asked for loyalty from James Comey. Okay, well, they wrote about that based on a memo that they had not seen, and I had actually checked with the reporter. I said, with the reporters who broke the story, I said, have you seen the memos, transcript of the memos? They said, no, but they say this in their story as well. They heard about the memos from someone who had read them. So they were basically getting third-hand information.
Exactly.
But now we see that the context of it was a lot more interesting. The whole thing about the loyalty appears to have been about Trump asking about the leaks and Comey even admitting that there are some leaks that come from the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, it all doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense any more than why the Russians would choose Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. And that's what we maintain from day one. We say, wait a minute, they had their way with Hillary and the Obama administration. Why wouldn't they want business as usual? Why would they side with somebody who they was a bit of an unknown, really, on a political stage? Why would they support Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton when they'd gotten so much out of Hillary and they had the goods on her? You know, all this pay-to-play stuff that had been going on, emails that even our intelligence community said, oh, yeah, they probably have them. They know what's going on. And so here they are worried about Donald Trump being held held hostage for some of his bad behavior and alleged discrepancies. What about Hillary? I mean, which was already out there so blatantly. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I think the one thing I've always said to just in conversations with friends of mine about Russia's impact on the election, I always say, would you have rather had the emails of John Podesta or your campaign manager come out, which were kind of a snooze. There were some things in there that really actually got no coverage. One of which was when John Podesta used the phrase needy Latinos. I think people have completely forgotten about that.
Right. Exactly.
I tried to bring it up over and over again, but you could not find that anywhere. But yeah, I say, would you rather have that happen or would you rather have CNN 24/7 right up before the election playing the tape of you?
Exactly. Well, in light of all this, the truth still gets in the way, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think that's the point of what I'm writing, is that, you know, just, if you think about it, the logic and the truth behind Trump saying over and over again, you know, I might have you investigate this. If you actually look at this, it doesn't hold up to any type of scrutiny.
Well, your comparison is so appropriate. You said, why would Trump invite Comey to investigate if he were nervous about it being true? This would be like Al Sharpton urging the IRS to go through his books one more time.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. I love that.
Yeah, great line.
Speaking of Al Sharpton, actually, one thing that I want people to remember just a little bit separately is, you know, this idea that Sean Hannity is advising the White House. People forget that Al Sharpton, MSNBC host, was helping pick out the replacement for Eric Holder under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit more shocking than Sean Hannity chit-chatting with the president on the phone.
Right. I mean, look, you got a call from the president. If the president asked you for an opinion, you would have one, and you might say, hey, I think Pompeo's your guy, or whatever, and all of a sudden that's going to be a big problem. I mean, come on, give me a break here.
Still an idea.
Hey, but look, he appreciated your book, Fraud and Fiction, doing quite well, by the way. Remind everybody about the book and how they can get their hands on it. While I got you here, I might as well give you a chance for a shameless plug, as they would say.
Yeah, thank you. Again, the title, Fraud and Fiction, they can get it on Amazon.com.
Well, good fun. And Eddie Scarry's staying on top of what's going on with media logic, or maybe you might say illogic, and I can appreciate why. It's not that you're cynical. It's just it's just so glaring is all. He reports on the media for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a good one. This is Bill Martinez. Hey, what do you say? Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your opinion. It really does count. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Let's hear from you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And what you need to know is coming up this summer, gas prices are on the rise. And with this bit of good news... if you want to say that, is David Holt, the president of Consumer Energy Alliance. David, what's going on there, buddy?
You hit the nail on the head. Gas prices are starting to click back up.
Uh-huh.
Just in time for summer driving season, right? Good news.
Well, yeah, what is going on? This is a report, according to the Energy Information Administration, says they'll hover around, what, $2.74 a gallon this summer, 33 cents higher than last summer. Kind of hard to imagine. I'm looking at the difference. I'm trying to remember. Last summer, it was quite a bit lower at $2.74.
It is, and, you know, largely, Bill, that's because of the, you know, the energy revolution. We're producing so much more oil and natural gas here in the United States. That helps put downward pressure on global gasoline prices. Obviously, oil is a internationally traded commodity, so, you know, any Middle Eastern turmoil, any intentional elevation or raising of prices by certain countries around the world does elevate the price. We've seen that a little bit, but in general, I know this isn't quite what motorists may want to hear, but in general, we're still seeing historic lows, and that's largely because we're producing so much here at home, so that does shield us a little bit from, you know, global gasoline price shocks.
I guess that's a little bit of the confusion going on, David, is that we're hearing that probably for the first time ever in our lifetime, we could be energy independent, not relying on all these countries that don't care much for us because of all the new drilling, you know, what has been happening here domestically by way of natural gas and new oil output and that. It's really exciting, but we're waiting for it to all catch up to where it really has an effect and maybe really keep the prices down lower, even being able to manage all this special summer blends that some of the states have to go through. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, and that's another factor for right now. The elevation in prices right now is because we are turning over all the refineries to the summer blends. So that does restrict some output and put some upward pressure on price. But longer term, the United States could not be in a better position, but we do need more energy delivery mechanisms. We need more pipelines that deliver that oil to the refineries so that we can produce more gasoline and diesel that and more natural gas so we can deliver natural gas now, because natural gas is our number one electricity energy resource. So more and more of this is produced here at home, puts downward pressure on us here at home, creates jobs for us here at home, and puts more money ultimately in our pocketbooks longer term, even though we're always going to see some price fluctuations. I mean, I remember, when was it, seven, 8 years ago, we were, you know, heading towards $5 a gallon.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that won't ever happen again, but we can produce so much more here at home. And when you see energy prices go up, that means we can quickly start producing more here at home, which puts immediate downward pressure on prices.
David, that's why we had to get rid of that Secretary of the Treasury that said $8 a gallon was pretty reasonable for us to pay here domestically. Of course, he said that as he was talking from his government paid for cell phone in his government driven limousine. You know,
absolutely right. I mean, we all have to recognize that energy is an economic driver, and the more energy we produce here, the more jobs we create. And the lower the energy price is for all of us, the more we have in our pocketbook. So, you know, the Department of Commerce says that we should all be spending about 8% of our monthly income on energy, gasoline and electricity. The closer you get to the poverty level, the larger the percentage those folks are paying for energy. And in some areas, that could be as much as 40% of their monthly income could go on energy. So the lower the energy price there is, the better it is for all of us.
You know, David, I was going to ask you about the low-income factor and what this is having on you know, the poor across this country. I got to imagine this is helping them out, but we've got a big swing here between 40 and 8%, though.
Oh, we do. We do. And you want to be careful. You want to make sure that we're not, energy prices aren't going up too quickly and hurting folks' pocketbooks and putting a drain on the economy. But it, again, it is a global commodity, and it's subject to, you know, the whims and vagaries of other countries sometimes, and that's a little bit of what we're seeing now.
Okay, so we know for the summer price is going to be up a little bit. It's manageable for people that are planning on doing a lot of driving this summer and maybe vacationing in their RVs. It's manageable still at $2.74 per gallon is what the average rate is going to be. But the higher forecast gasoline prices, as you say, are primarily the result of higher forecast crude oil prices. Analysts also believe the increase is due to OPEC cutting production. That's their response. We knew that was going to happen because OPEC is going, they're not feeling all that comfortable with America looking at energy independence, are they?
No, the United States is now a swing producer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Remember, it's just a few short years ago that we were all subject to, and everyone's waiting with bated breath over OPEC decisions. Well, now OPEC can make a decision. The United States says, "Oh yeah, we'll just produce more."
That's right.
We'll put downward pressure on it. So it's, mm-hmm. it's about us now ramping up a little bit and putting downward pressure on price. And making sure that the energy prices and electricity prices stay in a nice, comfortable band, so that families that are looking to drive across country this summer to vacation on the beach or go to the mountains, they are able to do that, and they have plenty of money in their pocketbooks.
Well, David, we're talking about America becoming energy independent in our lifetime, which sounds like a miracle. But even beyond that, experts are saying that America could very well be energy dominant on the international stage.
You know, and that's a term that we're seeing and hearing a little bit from this administration. And I think the fundamental nature of that term suggests to me and others that the geopolitics of energy has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that because the United States now is the number one producer of oil in the world, and we're the number one producer of natural gas in the world, the political nature of energy has fundamentally changed, so that now the United States in swing markets, if we have excess capacity and it means we can produce more here at home, thus putting downward pressure on prices, we can actually export more oil and natural gas to our friends and allies in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, to make sure that politically oil is no longer used as kind of that political weapon that we've seen it used so often in the past.
But although we do see some downward pressure, or pressure, however way you want to declare whether it's up or down, regarding, to your point, this trade conflict with China.
Absolutely. And that's going to be something that is going to be, an ongoing part of the geopolitics of energy. And China, I think, clearly sees that energy and energy production, they're expanding their coal production very quickly to meet energy needs there in domestic China demand. But utilizing energy and low cost energy is a key part of all the geopolitics of frankly everything we do.
Exactly. And of course China, in the midst of this, is still trying to manage their air, still dealing with a lot of pollutants that they have to deal with. Of course the other pressure is coming from if we have any extended military action in Syria, right?
Absolutely. And you mentioned air quality. Let me jump to that real quick and we'll jump back to Syria. But the underreported issue here is while we are producing so much oil and natural gas here at home and continuing to diversify, wind and solar and energy efficiency and all that's becoming a larger and larger part of our energy mix. But every single environmental measuring stick in the United States is improved. Greenhouse gas emission have been reduced by 13% in the last 12 years in the United States. Volatile organic compounds that go into city smog, nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide, all those things that make the air a little less healthy, all are dramatically improved at the same time we are producing more here at home. So when you talk about what the Chinese are doing and they're struggling with their air quality and whether or not the United States should have signed the Paris Accords, the fact of the matter is we've got a great story to tell, and we are not only leading the world in energy production, but we're leading the world in environmental protection.
Exactly. Well,
that
David,
is
we got
a great story.
That is great news, no doubt. We got to leave it right there. We're out of time, but thank you so much as always. David Holt, President, Consumer Energy Alliance on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
You can't take that from me.
Hey, Mariachi, hang on to it, buddy. Don't let it all go, okay? I'm just saying, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Got a real treat for you. Lauren Marino joins us right now. Lauren is a writer, editor, former founding editor, editorial director of Gotham Books, where she published multiple bestsellers and award-winning books. Author of Jackie and Cassini, has collaborated with high-profile celebs, docs, entrepreneurs, educators, psychologists on their books, and she is living large and enjoying life in New York City these days. Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you about your latest book, What Would Dolly Do? She is such a character on so many levels. I had a chance to run into her at the Beverly Hills Hotel many years back. And she's just as striking and just a genuine person as you'd ever want to run into, or maybe even have streaking your front yard as she did to Tom Jones. But unlike Tom Jones, I wouldn't have built a fence. I would have just said, hey, why don't you come in for coffee? Just me, you know.
Yeah, she has a mischievous streak for sure.
Yeah. So what drew you to Dolly Parton?
Well, I grew up in Cincinnati, and I was a huge country music fan and loved Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers growing up.
Oh, yeah.
We used to vacation in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which is...
Yes, exactly, right there. Dolly World.
Where Dolly...
Yes.
I went to Dollywood last summer with my, it wasn't Dollywood when I was growing up, it was Silver Dollar City,
mm-hmm.
but now it's Dollywood, so I took my kids there last summer, and it was, we had a great time, and the people there are so wonderful and warm, and they just love Dolly and what she has done for the region.
Exactly.
So I was always a fan of hers, and I went to the, saw her at the Ohio State Fair when I was a little kid, when I went through a rough time a couple of years ago with a divorce and a job loss, and I had two little kids to raise.
Oh, wow.
And I really turned to Dolly for inspiration. I was looking for a role model. I was at a turning point or a transition in my life, and she really spoke to me. There was a depth, a spirituality, a positive energy there that I wasn't aware of before. I had only known of her as a performer and a songwriter. So she really, studying her, reading about her, reading her own books, she really lifted me up and inspired me. And I thought, I can emulate her. And other people can also learn from her and emulate her. And I think you're right. I think she really is just who she is. Mm-hmm. She's such a unique individual and such a talented one. But she also comes from a deeply creative and spiritual place. And mm-hmm. I think that's something people may not be so aware of about her.
And I think you're right, Lauren. I think that you were blessed to look beyond, the hairdo and the, maybe the caricature of Dolly Parton, and some people, you know, yeah, what you see is what you get, but there's so much more if you delve into her, and even with the music she writes, to be able to write the lyrics that she does, you see how her giving spirit, you saw it there in Dollywood, the region, but it's not just there, but she does things in a lot of ways very anonymously. She's not looking to bring a lot of attention to herself. She has such unstated class that people don't even know about.
That's right. That's right. She really has single-handedly lifted up the economy of her home state. And when I was there, I talked to so many people that are employed by her, various businesses. But the cab driver who took me to the airport told me that Knoxville, which is her area, has the number one economy in the state of Tennessee over Nashville and Memphis.
Wow.
Which I was kind of surprised by.
Yeah, that is surprising.
It's really Dolly's doing.
Yes.
So she's given back to her community, and really, as she lifted herself up, she lifted up everyone else around her as well. And she, in her songwriting, she writes about the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
She's known for her mainstream popular songs,
mm-hmm.
but she has a lot of dark songs and songs of struggle and overcoming struggle and Coat of Many Colors, which is all about being bullied as a kid. And, so I feel like she has a really strong and important message that she puts out there, and she kind of does it on the sly.
Mm-hmm.
She's not necessarily in your face about it. But she's a huge philanthropist, and she uses her celebrity when she needs to get the attention. For example, when the Gatlinburg fires destroyed the town, and mm-hmm. they went as far out to Dollywood, and people lost their homes, members of their family, they lost everything that they had, they didn't have anywhere to go, and she did a telethon and fundraiser called her My People Fund and raised $9 million and started giving $1,000 a month to all the families that needed it for an entire 6 months. And then at the end of those 6 months, she showed up, and because she had raised so much money, personally handed a $5,000 check to every family. And that really helped them get back up on their feet.
Wow.
And with the Imagination Library, she's become a huge literacy component.
I was going to say, really, a huge, huge proponent of literacy, and I'm right with her on that. I think that's absolutely key to this country rising out of its ashes, or anybody who is less than that wants to be more than. It starts with literacy.
Absolutely. And, she, you know, she said growing up in her household, they didn't have, they didn't have any money for books.
Mm.
She grew up in a two-room cabin with no electricity or running water. Mm. And she, you know, she walked to school. Her father could not read or write. And she felt that that really held him back, which, of course, it did.
Mm.
And they could not afford wallpaper, so they used newspaper on the walls.
How clever.
To keep things warm and insulated.
Right. Exactly.
And she was so desperate for reading material that she would read the walls. So they had the Bible in the house, they had the Farmer's Almanac, and she had the walls.
Wow.
And as soon as she was able to, she went back to Sevierville and started giving books to her, to the children in her hometown. And she got her father involved in that, which he was very proud of.
Mm.
She thinks he, when he died, he said he was more proud of what Dolly did for literacy than for what, than for any of her fame or singing or songwriting.
Mm.
But she is, she was just celebrated at the Library of Congress last month, or February,
mm-hmm.
giving away her 100 millionth book.
Wow.
The Imagination Library.
That's awesome.
And she just keeps going. So, you know, she gives a book, one book a month for free to a child under the child's name every month from the time they're born until the time that they are five. And it gets them their school ready. They have learned how to read. They love books. They feel that books are something special because it's something that Dolly Parton sent to them.
Exactly.
The day that
what a great example. You know, you talk about the songs in her catalog, thousands of songs, probably as many as 5,000 songs she's written, which is, she's so prolific, she's beyond it.
Absolutely.
You know, some people might forget that, you know, the song that Whitney Houston was known for, I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard, that was something she wrote, originally performed, and took it to number one, right?
That's absolutely right. Yes, she did. She wrote it for Porter Wagoner when she was leaving his show.
Yeah.
Going out on her own, and people don't even realize that she was the...
Porter Wagoner, boy, I'll tell you, you're bringing back some memories right there. She's married 50 years to a man that few people have met or seen, huh?
That's right. She met him when she was 18 on her first day in Nashville. And she says it was love at first sight. And on their first date, he brought her home to meet his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, I guess when a man brings her home to meet his mother on your first date, you got
the deal. The deal sealed. The book, What Would Dolly Do, available at all the usual places. Lauren Marino, thank you so much for being with us. It'll be linked on our website as well. Great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25% to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's color talk time, and you know what that means, Andrea Kay. She is so hot that the people are just taking the bottle right off the rack, and they're just putting it on her just to kind of cool her off just a little bit. So much to talk about, AK. What is going on in your world there in California and San Diego?
Bonjour, mon ami.
Yes. Yeah, we're so French here right now because Macron is in D.C., so we have to be French.
Absolutely. We're even trying to adopt a la Francais here in Southern California.
Exactly. Why not? So are you still in one contiguous state, or are you fracturing? You've got this movement now. It's going on the ballot. They approved the ballot there in California to secede from the union.
Yeah, you know what? One of the reasons why people are embracing the idea of Macron and people are, you know, chatting a la Francais right now is because we mentally are checking out of the nonsense here in California. Mm. And there's no nonsense being put forward than the notion that California needs to secede from the rest of the country because we're victims of the rest of the country here in California. I mean, the reality is the rest of America has been victimized by the liberal policies of California.
Exactly. Well, they're already taking a stand, AK. Look what happened with the sanctuary state stuff. How many cities already? Yes, and some would say, oh, yes, that's in that Orange County curtain, south of the Orange County curtain, that's traditionally been conservative, but less and less, not as much as it was when we were growing up.
Yeah. You know, the liberal policies have destroyed the state, and it started many years ago with, you know, the open borders. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, you know, out of compassion, we've got to bring people into the state here that can't afford to live here and don't speak the language. And, you know, and then on top of it,
you know, are committing crimes and through act, somehow supposedly the act of compassion, you know, felons and criminals and rapists and murderers get allowed to stay in the state. And, you know, over time, the state has been destroyed economically on top of the fact that that's why we've got homeless encampments like crazy out here in California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are exiting. Talk about Cal exit. People are exiting California and leaving here in droves. And those of us left, people say to me, how can you stay there? Well, not everybody can leave.
That's right.
Not everybody can uproot their children, uproot their business.
Exactly.
And so many people in California are saying, you idiots with this Cal exit, acting as though California is this great sunshine state and everything is rosy with liberalism and the rest of America is crazy. No, crazy is the sanctuary state policies. Crazy is Governor Brown wanting to run us into further economic ruin with some dopey bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of in Berkeley, I don't know if you know that there was a recent poll done out of Berkeley's inclusive whatever group, UC Berkeley, and they were shocked to find that over 50% of Californians want an increase in deportations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reason doesn't rhyme well for the state right now that is so singularly focused. And this is what a one party state and a fixed ideology gets you. And they just cannot see any, you know, Governor Brown has been saying forever, they've been increasing jobs and all this other fake news that they've been purporting on the people. And you go, wait a minute, how can you be talking about job? You're not even back to standard yet. What about all the jobs you've lost and the companies you've chased away?
Exactly. And if there is any job growth here in California, and there has been, it's because there are people here that can't leave, that still have a dream of entrepreneurship. And thank goodness we've got President Trump who's rolled back regulations, because there's multiple layers and levels of regulations that have been stifling business, particularly in the last 8 years under Obama. Some are state regulations that are, you know, stifling job growth and business development, but many have been federal regulations, because we know that we've taken over and over and over, we've taken more and more power from the states and given too much power to the federal government. And a lot of that is why under Obama, we had for the first time in many years, fewer jobs, business startups than we had businesses going under. Now it's the reverse. So it's really to President Trump's credit if there's anything good happening economically in California, because, you know, give the liberals any chance they can to come up with some more regulation that's going to hurt the worker and hurt the entrepreneur, they'll do it.
Well, I can tell you, California chased Bill Martinez live out of the state. I was born and raised here. It is, you know, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Florida now.
Well, Florida is one of the areas I think I might have to get up and move there before everybody else follows me, because that's where it started, with everybody going to Texas, and now I'm seeing so many people going to Florida. Yesterday, another friend of mine who actually has a radio show was telling me that, you know, he was thinking about Florida.
Well, here we are. I mean, you got Utah, you've got Nevada, still Arizona, you've got Texas, of course, Rick Perry, because Rick Perry's not there in Texas anymore. It's backed off a little bit, but he used to spend at least an hour, maybe hour and a half every day calling California businesses going, what are you doing? You know, look at you, you get so much more of a tax break. So anyway, that is there. Meanwhile, you've got the Jim Comey tour that continues to self-incriminate him. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you're talking so openly. You sound like Lois Lerner. Well, I broke the law. It's okay. You know, just give me my golden parachute. I'll get out of Dodge and everybody will be happy. Well, maybe not quite so easy, right?
Well, that's what we're hoping. I mean, the American people, one of the reasons why President Trump got elected, when the American people chanted hashtag lock her up, it was not meaningless, nor was it directed strictly at Hillary Clinton. The American people, 60%, which includes a lot of Democrats, of the American people at the time the IRS scandal broke, 60-something percent of the American people wanted accountability, because even the average American Democrat could see that the IRS, the most feared agency in the country, was being weaponized against Americans. And yet Lois Lerner was not ever accountable, and she was able to get the golden parachute and go lay on a beach somewhere at taxpayers' expense, and the American people are like, what?
Yep,
so they're still, most people are still waiting for accountability. And you got to ask yourself, how in the world did this bozo, tears in his eyes, nauseous clown Comey, who hid behind curtains in the Oval Office, how he ever made it to the top of the FBI?
No.
When, how, the only way to ever fully restore any credibility at the Department of Justice and the FBI is to have Comey, Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, and the rest held accountable.
Well, the problem is the cultural infection is so deep. I mean, Donald Trump was right. The deep state exists. Comey says, well, it's not the deep state. You know, we don't call it that. We're a ballast. I mean, they're this Templar, self-appointed Templar cabal operating in the shadows, deciding over the people's choice, who should be running the country and how the country should be run and how things should be decided. And so they're orchestrating all the chess pieces. And this is why Hillary Clinton was able to get away with all that she's been able to get away with. So it's like, if we're really serious about this, do we really want to open up the body and cure the cancer? But I mean, we're talking a major exorcism and opening of this body of decay that needs to take place, AK.
Well, I think it's more akin to an enema. You know, I grew up in the South, baby.
I think we'd be so. Hey, that is a mild intrusion compared to, I believe, what needs to be happening, because you're going to have to really open it up and scrape deep. You're going to have to scrape layers.
No, child, if you ever had to take castor oil like we did when you were growing up, you know that nothing more invasive than a teaspoon of castor oil and trying to mix it into your Pepsi and trying to get it down, and you knew what was going to happen. If
you mixed it in, with Pepsi? Oh, okay.
You can mix it in.
We got to talk later about that. But meanwhile, you got the Dems just in such chaos. I mean, they want to talk about the Republicans being splintered, but here's the emerging platform that Fox is reporting on coming out of the Democratic leadership. It includes free money, guaranteed jobs, and of course reparations. Now, did you see that video of the black comedian getting his reparation coffee from Starbucks? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
because it was the regular coffee, and
it is so rich. I mean, this is on the heels, of course, Starbucks and the whole situation that they had, which they're closing down all their stores for one day, because I didn't realize that you could become you know, socially sensitive in a one-day training period. But, hey, you know, give them some kudos, at least for an attempt here. But meanwhile, shortly after this, this black comedian says, God, I've had it with all this stuff. You know, all this, the sensitivity to black people and everything. So he goes in as a joke and demands his black reparation coffee. And the server goes, yeah, I think I saw that on a Twitter. I think I saw that. Yeah, right. And she gives him a big vente and puts all this stuff in. You know, loads it up, so it gives him, you know, probably about a $7 cup of coffee there, reparations, you know, like that's going to take care of everything.
No doubt they're going to expect that it can't be just a regular coffee like I get, right?
No.
Still overpriced.
Yeah, you got the caramel, you got, you know, you got all the, you know, the hot stuff, the foam, all that good stuff going into it. I mean, we got to max it up here. So, yeah, it's just crazy. But, you know, here it is. Once again, the Dems purporting, you know, this idea of free money, guaranteed jobs. I mean, and probably free tuition, too. We might as well throw that in there. But who's going to pay for it? You know, don't ask that question, because as if we're not already paying for so many of the silly Democratic policies already, as if that's not enough. Oh, yeah, let's give them the keys to the car one more time. They already ran us into the ditch over the last 8 years. So let's trust them again, right?
Well, this is why it's so important that we take back our education system, because they wouldn't even be able to put this forward right now if we had properly educated Americans as to the value of the American free market system compared to, how about the USSR Marxist communist Cuban system right now, where the average salary of a Cuban is $31 a month.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what really happens in these you know utopian socialist societies?
Yeah, let's try Argentina, right?
Exactly. Or Venezuela.
Venezuela. Right.
And people are chasing down dogs in the street for food. Okay, that's the reality. And you know, shame on the Democrats for putting this forward. They know there's no such thing as free. They know because there's no government money. It has to be paid for by taxpayers, and that when you get to 51% are taking and 49% making, we're done.
Yep.
And we're getting really close.
We
already have 50%.
We are too close, without a doubt. Andrea Kay, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, AK.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer.